Good morning, everyone. Back again, another week, another dollar, or whatever they say, another day, another dollar. Well, very pleased to be with you again. And start off again. I'm going to be doing this, I think, every time. The year of the maximum. I encourage myself every day with it. I encourage you to read the prophetic word. 2023, the year of the maximum, is the year where I will reach my maximum potential and I will achieve the maximum impact in every area of my life. Just an update, ministry's going marvelously well. We've had Bill and Ginger here from the States with Chariots of Light, and we've got our brother Jerry coming in May. We'll give you more details of that as we finalize everything. But for this morning, I wanted to refer back to where we left off last week with Paul in Acts 20:24, where he's talking about after persecution that he went through after preaching the word. And he was saying that in Acts 20:24, that nothing moved him from that. He was so strong in faith and in his inner man. And I asked the question really to myself, well, how did he do that? One of the things that he says when you look at Corinthians 14, he says that he prayed more in the spirit and more than all of us put together. And that really made me think, because we need to pray, and that's what I'm talking about this morning, is that we need to pray in order to stay strong. And I want you to go to Ephesians 6:18. If he prayed more than all of us and all of us put together, he meant a lot of time praying in the Spirit. Ephesians 6:18 in the Amplified says this: pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. Amen. Prayer is probably one of the most popular subjects amongst the Christian church today. And prayer conferences, prayer books, prayer lines, prayer lists, whatever. But if you think about it, and having dealt with people so now for 40 years as a pastor, I would say that most loss of hope, most outcomes which are not the best, are probably in its simplest form a failure to pray. Because when we pray, God answers, and we pray according to his will. He wants us to be successful. God has come to give us life and life more abundantly. And when we don't see that, we have to think about, why is that? Why is it? Well, prayer is our line of communication with God. And a breakdown of that communication actually, and please forgive me for saying that, guarantees failure. When you look at Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And what you do realize from that scripture, it's our responsibility to keep the lines of communication open. Jeremiah 33:3. You know, sometimes people ask me, why do you quote so much scripture? Well, it's scripture, the word of God, that is going to feed you, it's going to strengthen you, and you're going to take this away with you. My ideas on certain subjects may not get you very much, but the word of God will never return void. It's going to fill you up. Jeremiah 33:3. He states this: call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. Our communication with God gives him the opportunity to convey to us and impart in vital information. And that gives us the advantage over the world. He shows us hidden things to come. Now, God's communication, quite honestly, doesn't depend on how loudly he speaks. I believe it depends on how well we listen. In Matthew 11:15, he who has ears to hear, let him be listening, let him consider and perceive and comprehend by hearing. It's imperative we learn to listen, and we can pray as many prayers as we want, but if we never cultivate a listening ear or heart to what the Spirit of God is saying, what God is saying to us, we'll never grow. Psalm 46:10 says this: be still and know that I am God. I will exalt among the heathen. I will be exalted on the earth. Why does he say that? Because he knows, particularly in the environment we're in at the moment, that we will be on the move mostly. We will be multitasking. We live in a fast-paced society. And one of the hardest things for us as Christians to learn is to be still, to take a time that we can be sensitive and hear his voice. And hearing God's voice is something that we have to train ourselves to do through constant fellowship. It's like me hearing the knowing the voice of my wife. We can be in a crowd and she will call my name and I will recognize her because we have intimate relationships. It's like you speaking with the Lord God. You have to learn to listen so that you will begin to perceive and hear his voice and receive direction. It's, in other words, you cultivate an attitude of prayer and not of just talking, but of listening in your heart. And it's not just to check it off your to-do list. I'm talking about developing a relationship with the creator of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, creating a relationship with someone that you love so much, church, that you can't wait to hear his voice. It's like myself with my wife, my family, and as a pastor in the church, I love to shepherd our people. I loved the people. I loved to know them and to recognize their voice when they would call. But how you do that? Well, the first thing I would maybe instruct you or suggest is that in Psalm 104, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. As you open your eyes in the morning, why don't you think about that trilogy, thanksgiving, praise, and worship, that you wake up thanking him, blessing his name. And you know what happens when you start that way? It opens you up to him, opens that communication channel. If you're positive, you're likely to be expectant. And even when you don't know how to pray about something, you'll be expectant because you spent time with God, that he's heard you, he will hear you, and he will answer. And that you do in the good times, in the bad times. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, encourage you to read it. It says, be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually always. Be unceasing in prayer, praying perseveringly, thanking God in everything, no matter what the circumstance may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of your will. So you're saying, what do you do? Now, all the time, in season, out of season, good time, bad time, it doesn't really matter what's going on. The Message Bible says it this way. Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you to belong to Christ Jesus to live. People have always said, Ian, you're a half glass full. I can't help it. That's the way God has created us. Get up in the morning praising him, sometimes driving my family a little bit off kilter because how can you be so alive in the morning? And my gym partners. And so, but we do. The other thing is praying in the Spirit. I mentioned it last week and a little earlier. Prayer by Paul in the Spirit, praying in tongues. He did more than all of us and all of us together. And the Holy Spirit does come to our aid, as he says in Romans 8:26-27. When you can't think about what to pray, how to pray, pray in the Spirit. Because there we thank God that we're not limited praying in a known language. We can pray in the language of the Spirit that speaks directly to God. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he has a secret truths and hidden things, not obvious to the understanding. I have to tell you guys, if it hadn't been for praying in the Spirit, I don't know how I'd have managed the 40 years. I need to pray in the Spirit every day, building myself up in my first holy faith. It puts you in a place to become alert and sensitive to God. It puts you in a position to receive wisdom for God. It enables you what to do in every situation. You may say, you're excited. Yes, because I've encouraged you everything. Start with prayer to your Lord, and the Lord is going to answer. He hears from heaven. Don't miss an opportunity to commune and be with God. So in the morning, get up praising him, loving him, and saying him, you know what? I need to pray. I need to pray in every solution, every circumstance, and God will be with me. Just one short line. Cultivate a continuous attitude of prayer. Morning, noon, and night, we're always praying, praying in the Spirit, worshiping in the Spirit. I know I've got a little excited, but I hope you will be inspired. If you don't pray in tongues, you don't pray in the Spirit, go see your pastor or come and phone us at the office, spend time with us. We'll get you baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, giving praise unto your God. directly to him. Love you. Bless you. I've encouraged myself today. Look forward to catching up next week. God bless. Have a great day. And bye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savelle, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savelle Ministries International, call 617-557-65534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 42300. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.